finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Uncle Phil's Podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and today, once again, it's Joey DeModio. Joey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, pleased to be here on a Sunday morning. Or afternoon now, I guess.
I guess it's all right, though. Hey, I haven't talked to you. A lot has happened in the last week and a half or so. The Mets surprisingly beat up on the Phillies. What do you think of that?
Well, I expected it to happen. I mean, the Phillies are a tough out for the Mets. But, I mean, the Mets are playing with all kinds of momentum right now. Just a great team. They have everything going for them. They dominated. The pitching dominated the Phillies. Phillies couldn't do anything with the bats except for that one game. And the Mets just frustrated the Phillies. And, I'm sure the Phillies will be back next year, but right now it might be the Mets season, but it remains to be seen.
Got
with
a
the
tough,
series against the
very tough,
Dodgers.
Very tough. I got to be honest with you. I was kind of rooting for the Padres for revenge after what they did to us 2 years ago, because I did not believe that team was better than us 2 years ago, but they did what they had to do, right? This year, they had the Dodgers on the ropes, and they couldn't finish the game. They couldn't finish it. So, you know, it is what it is. The Padres are a good young team. They lost Musgrove. That hurt them. Their pitching staff, you know, Darvish pitched great, but the hitting just disappeared in the last two games.
Right.
I mean, I don't think the Dodgers pitching is that good. They were all hurt. They lost a lot of guys. And for them to throw 20-something shutout innings in a row is insane.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big comeback for the Dodgers. And they were down 2-1 and pulled it out. But I think the Mets – I wanted the Dodgers to win. I think the Mets can beat the Dodgers. And I'm not a big fan of Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers. I think they should have four or five championships by now. They only have one in the past, like, 7 years. So I think he's in trouble. I think his job is in danger. If he loses to the Mets, I think he's gone. He's got to get to the World Series, and that's a lot of pressure on Dave Roberts, and I think a lot of pressure on his team to do, to do something for the manager. But I think Mendoza is going to outmanage Dave Roberts, and I think that's why I give the Mets the edge in this series against the Dodgers coming up.
All right. So I understand where you're coming from with Dave Roberts. I totally get it. That team has spent the most money in baseball, and they keep, falling flat. This year, they're set up. They got the best player in baseball, a 50-50 man in Ohtani, who, by the way, I always thought should have been, suspended for betting. I find it hard to believe that the gangsters or whoever else is taking the bets will give that kind of a credit line to an interpreter. I find that hard to believe, but it is what it is. You know, Major League Baseball, they couldn't afford to lose Ohtani, but you know what? Let's be real. If you're going to keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame, and Ohtani should have at least been investigated a little more. I think it was very hush-hushed. But, I don't like the Dodgers, because I've said this in the past, they circumvented the luxury tax. Every team can do it. Every team does it. Not to this extent. That to me, if you remember, Joe, you're younger than me, not that much younger, but you're younger than me. And in the 70s, when free agency first came, was coming about, Charlie Finley said, you know what? This is not good for baseball. I'm selling all my players. And Bowie Kuhn came up and said, you can't do that in the interest of baseball. You can't do that. That's what should have happened right now this year. They should have said, you can't put 90%, whatever it was, of the salary deferred. You just can't do that. That's not what we're doing here. And they didn't do it because they wanted Ohtani in a big market. And I think shame on Major League Baseball for allowing that to happen. So I hate the Dodgers, and I hope that the Mets can beat them.
Well, I mean, MLB has to pass some laws or some rules regarding this issue. Otherwise, the Dodgers give a blueprint of how to beat the system to the rest of the teams in the major leagues. So it could happen down the road again, and it might happen with the Mets or someone that wants to bring along a guy like Juan Soto. So, you know what, that remains to be seen. But this has been going on in baseball for years, like you said, back to the 70s with the Oakland A's and Fenley. And unless they put their foot down MLB, nothing's going to be done, and teams are going to keep on trying to beat the system. And it's legal. You know, it's legal because, you know, that's just the way it is right now. There's no strict rules or laws set in place. And the Dodgers, hey, they found a loophole. You know, more credit to them. I think the Mets will stop Ohtani this week. I think you have to pitch around them in the big spots. You know, don't let them beat you. Let somebody else beat you. I think the Mets did it when they played the Yankees in those four games where they swept the Yankees this season. You know, didn't pitch the Judge, try to pitch around them. And that's what you have to do sometimes. You know, you have to, you know, you have to pitch around the top hitters in the league.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to pitch around Harper, but that guy, I was wrong on Harper. Listen, Paul, you can stop saying that, you know, trying to make me look stupid by saying I always thought that Conforto should have been, he misconstrues what I said. I didn't say Conforto was better than Harper. I said for the money, I would rather have Conforto at the time, 7 years ago, whatever it was, when Harper was hitting 250. The guy has became a phenomenal. He's an amazing player. He's clutch. I was wrong. That's all I can say. I'm not going to say it again. It's hard for me to admit when I'm wrong, but I'm wrong on that, okay?
Well, as you know, I was never a big fan of Michael Conforto. He was the happiest guy.
Yeah, but look at what he was doing at the time. He was 20-something home runs, 70, 80 RBIs, 250 batting average. Harper was 90 RBIs, 30 home runs, 250 batting average. I'm sorry. He was getting paid multi-million dollars more than Conforto. And I said, for the money, I'd rather have Conforto. It has changed. That's it. That's it. Wow. I'm wrong. Move on.
I think you're talking about a season where Harper's big hits and big RBIs came in clutch spots. And Conforto, to me, never got the big hit or the big clutch hits.
That's not true. They went to the World Series. That's not true at all.
And Conforto would get the big hit. And, you know, make him pad his stats, make him look good. I'm happy Conforto's playing somewhere else. He's playing on these one-year contracts. Nobody wants to sign this guy long-term because they know he's not a real –
He hurt his shoulder twice. He threw it out swinging the bat once, and then he had to get shoulder surgery two times. I mean, dangerous. Like tendons were torn. No. I mean, it affects you. So I'm going to say I'm wrong, but I'm going to say I'm wrong because he got hurt. Okay, let's move on.
I was against Conforto, as you know, long before any shoulder injuries or pulling out any arms or whatever it was.
Did you forget the year they went to the World Series? He was very good, and he hit in the clutch, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll have to go back and review that season, but I don't think so. I mean, from what I gather, they were up big or down big. He used to hit a lot of home runs and knocking a lot of runs late in the game.
And he was better defensively than people gave him credit for.
I think his big claim to fame one year, I don't even know what year it was, the bases were loaded. He stuck his arm out into a pitch, and he drove in the winning run in a ninth inning or something and missed one of beating somebody.
Hey, you got
to
do what you got
to
do.
That was his claim to fame that year. That was his big RBI game, winning hit or winning at bat, whatever you want to call it, because it wasn't a hit. That's just the way he is to me. I'm happy he's gone, and I hope he never returns to the Mets. I don't want to see him in the Mets uniform ever again.
All right, let's move on. It's old news. All right, Senga, game one, what do you think?
I like the Mets tonight. I mean, I think he goes 3-4 innings, and then they bring in Peterson. I mean, you can't expect more than four from Senga. Probably 50 pitches, 55 max. I think he'll hold them down, and I think Peterson comes in and does a great job, and then we'll see how it goes. But
why not?
As far as game one goes, the Mets need to break out the bats tonight.
All right, but why not? Why not? The pitching staff is rested up now. Why not pitch him game four in New York?
I think Mendoza has in his mind that he likes to go with Senga and then Peterson and then go with Manaea in the second game and then Quintana in game three.
Nope. Severino will be game three. Quintana game four.
That's news to me, but I'll accept that. I mean, Severino's fine to me. He's a quality guy, quality starter.
And you know what it does? It sets up game seven. right, with Severino, and game six with Minaya. So mm-hmm. I guess in that case, he's got him set up for later in the thing.
Well, we're not going to have to go to a game seven.
I predict Mets in six, by the way.
Yeah, that's my prediction too. Okay. Mets in six. Right. And they will play the New York Yankees in the World Series.
Well, I'm going to go there too. We're on the same page there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, what about McNeil?
I believe you put him on the roster, you bring him back, but you don't start him. He's just a utility player. Mm-hmm. Maybe pinch run, pinch hit, maybe play the outfield sparingly in a big spot. You know, Marte is an injury away from being hurt, not returning. So I think you put him on the roster. I don't think it hurts. I know other people don't like it, but I was always a big Jeff McNeil guy.
All right, so who gets cut from the playoff roster?
I think you can. Acuna hasn't done anything in the playoffs, so I think he's the odd man out.
All right, so I mean you can't lose his speed. I don't think that he's the odd man out. I've heard Ottavino could be one. I've heard Harrison Bader would be another one. Those are options. I don't know what's going to happen, but those are the options. Bader, they're not starting him. They're starting Tyrone Taylor. Bader comes in for relief later in the game. But if you got McNeil and he goes in relief, what's the difference?
That's true. So maybe you're right. Maybe Acuna stays because they like his speed. I just think they have to utilize him better in the lineup if they're going to bat him. I think he should be bunting a little more. I think I saw a couple of spots in the playoffs where Mendoza could have had like Iglesias bunt and Eugen bunt that wound up striking out. I mean, he's been clutch the whole year, Iglesias. So, but I think he should be bunting a little more in some spots to build a lead, to maybe get a run. You know, when you're up 3-1, you have a guy at second base, maybe you bunt them over and then you score that run and you make it 4-1, you know, in that same inning. So if they're gonna keep Acuna, let's make him bunt. Let's make him run if he's on base and try to steal a base. Let's utilize the speed.
So I looked at the New York Post today, and they did an analysis of who, you know, each thing, right, on the Mets. And basically, there's six people picking. Two of them had the Mets, four had the Dodgers. They gave the Dodgers at the plate. They gave them the power. They gave them getting on base. They gave them in the field. They gave it to the Dodgers. They on pitching, the starting pitching and the bullpen, I think both, no, the bullpen went to the Dodgers. The Mets got the starting rotation and the Mets got the intangibles and they got the manager. So I can't, listen, let's be honest. The top four of that Dodger lineup is insane. Insane. And this year they brought the what is his name? Tito Hernandez, what is his name?
Yeah, Tito Hernandez, yep.
No, Kiko Hernandez is one guy.
Oh, Kiko Hernandez, yes.
But they also got the outfield. T.O., the outfield, what's his name? Let me look it up.
The only guys that scare me in the lineup.
T.O. Scar Hernandez.
Right. The only guy that scares me up top is Betts and Anatani later on in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's an evenly matched series to me, so I think both teams evenly matched. I think it comes down to the managers in the end, who executes better. I think Mendoza has shown this year and shown through the year that he's the guy, that he's the manager, he's the man. He's going to outmanage Roberts. I think that counts for a game or two in the series. So I'm looking for the Mets to win, win the series 4-2.
All right. Now let's talk about the other series, the Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. I got to be honest with you. I think the Yankees not lucked out. It's just part of baseball, but Astros losing was huge, right? Huge. The Cleveland, their bullpen is phenomenal. Their starting staff, not as good. So if their starters can keep them in the game, the bullpen will shut the Yankees down. I just don't see it happening. I just don't. The Yankee bullpen has been pitching better in the playoffs, although I just don't like the Yankee bullpen. And this could be a tricky series, but I got the Yankees winning.
I got the Yankees winning at least easily in 5 games. I wouldn't be surprised if they only won 4 games. I think the Yankees are just too superior to the Indians. Like you said, they lucked out when the Astros went down. I think the Astros were giving them fits. It was something they had to get over the hump of the Astros, and they couldn't quite do it with the Yankees. And when they went down, that was key for the Yankees. They kind of lucked out. They're going to wind up playing the Mets, according to our predictions in the World Series. And, you could throw those four. I know the Mets won the season series 4-0 with the Yankees, but you could throw those 4 games out. It'll be a dogfight if it gets down to that point. Anything could happen. It can go seven games. You know, you have to give history and, you know, history has to account for a game or two in that series. That's why I would give the Yankees the edge in that series if it ever got down to the Mets and the Yankees.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to football. Once again, the Jets, it is insane. That franchise cannot be good. It is crazy. They just lose games they should not lose. And now the owner comes out and fires the coach basically without telling anybody, supposedly. The GM was told, hey, by the way, I'm firing the coach. Crazy. Crazy.
It's a dumpster fire over there in the Meadowlands, on the part of the Jets. It's, 50 years of turmoil and lack of success and not winning. And firing a guy after just five games, desperate teams do desperate things. And the Jets were desperate and they had to take it out on somebody. They took it out on Rob Saleh.
But Joe, you say desperate teams and it's only five games, but the guy has been here for three years, right? So he's had a losing franchise. And what the owner says, I see the same thing week after week. Penalties, misplay.
Well,
that is the head coach. I'm sorry.
I mean, the head coach had no quarterback the last two, three seasons, so you can't blame him for that. He does have a quarterback this year, but maybe the team isn't just as good as the media builds them up to be. The defense, I don't think, is that elite. I don't see them being elite at all. I think it's just the mediocre defense. And the offense,
Joe, they lost Rodgers, the middle. They lost the lineman in the middle.
That's why they're not elite. Why they're not elite. So why would they think the defense would carry that team? Who's seeing that? Before the season started, I had them winning 8-9 games, the Jets. People had them win 11-12 games. I didn't see it.
I'll be honest with you, they should have been 4-1 after the first five games, because that was basically on paper what it looked like before the season. Breece Hall has looked like a shell of himself. Right. He has not looked good. There was talks there's like an online jet platform, it's like a paper type of thing for the Jets. They were calling for him to be benched, right? And the reason they said is I watch him and he's not even trying to pick up blitzes. Like they're disgusted with him. They go, we're not saying to bench him for the year. We're saying you got to bench him right up front to show him you're not playing well, buddy. You want to play, you got to play. You can't just be out there existing. The line, they put a lot of effort into that offensive line, and what they looked like last week, Aaron Rodgers was getting destroyed. I don't get it. The rookie right tackle was falling down. It just did not look good. But penalty after penalty never happened under Parcells. Never. Didn't matter. Parcells would come in, no penalties. How is that possible? The head coach, Joe. I mean, that's it.
I don't know. You have to point some blame towards Aaron Rodgers. The guy missed the whole year last year. He's a shell of what he was, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Threw three picks last year. Is that Rob Saleh's fault? He had three interceptions last week? That's not Rob Saleh's fault. That's the offensive coordinator and the offensive line and all that stuff.
And bad throws. There was a couple of bad throws there, but there were also an opportunity to win the game. Balls are bouncing off receivers' hands. I mean, come on. You got to catch the ball.
But that's not Rob Saleh's fault either. When balls bounce off receivers' hands, that's the receiver not catching the ball. Is it lack of discipline? If you want to say it's from the head coach, it's not really doing a great coaching job. That's your point of view. But I don't agree with that. I think they panicked. It was a panic move. I see them winning 7-8 games this year at most. Aaron Rodgers is a shell of himself. And the quarterback is 90% of the game right now. And the Jets don't have a great quarterback. They have an above-average quarterback. And that's the bottom line.
All right, but it's way better than last year, right? Zach Wilson was terrible.
Without a doubt, it's way better than last year. But they were in every game. They were in most of the games.
But you know what it is? It was the running back last year was running the ball. This year, they can't do it. The rookie's doing fine. It's Breece Hall. He's not. I mean, it can't be.
Well, I mean, teams' defenses are stacking. Are using an 8-man front. They're stacking the box against the Jets. They know that Aaron Rodgers is not going to beat them anymore. So you have to stack the line. You have to prove you can run the ball. If they prove they can run, then they'll give them a little more respect. But that hasn't been the case right now.
All right, and then you look at the Giants. The Giants last week, everybody's so down on Daniel Jones, right? Daniel Jones was great the last couple of weeks. I mean, phenomenal quarterback play by him. Not hitting a deep ball, but everything short, he's completing. They pretty much dominated Seattle last week to the point that I'm predicting them to beat the Bengals this week. I think that they, you know, Singletary was supposed to be the guy. This rookie kid was really good.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants have been very impressive last week. They surprised me with the win against Seattle. And I think you're right. I think they put up 27, 30 points in the Bengals defense this week. And I think they come out with a win. And, hey, in the NFC East, you know, the weak NFC East, anybody can win. And they'll be right there. I mean,
How do you say that? You got the Commanders, you got the Cowboys, and the Eagles. How do you say the weak?
The Commanders are going to come back down to earth. There's a rookie quarterback. He'll come back down to earth. They'll win 9-10 games. I think the Cowboys are overrated. I think they're very much like the Jets. They're an overrated team. The Eagles, I'm watching them right now on TV. They stink. That guy Sirianni, they all want him out over there. So, I mean, the Giants can win 8. They can win 9-10 games and get a wild card if they can't beat the Commanders. Otherwise, they can win the division.
All right. Last thing I want to talk to you about. What do you think our odds are in the over 50 softball league? What do you think our odds are?
Come on. That's the league we play in. It's going to be tough. I mean, a lot of great teams there. We're going to probably face the team Francesco's that we faced in the last regular season doublehead. They're a really good team, and they could beat anybody. I think they're just finding their way. They're a brand-new team in the league, and those guys are just finding their way. And then we have to face the Bombers somewhere along the line. The Bombers, defending champs, I believe. You know, I think they're
undefeated this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Unbeaten in the regular season, and you know, they beat us pretty good the first week of the season. They pounded us both games. Have a lot of respect for those guys. But I think if we play defense and we hit the ball, you know, we score 5, 6, 7 runs a game, I think we could possibly squeeze out a championship. We have the guys on the roster to do it, but we all have to come together. If we make errors, it's not going to happen.
Joe, it's a pleasure having you here. Let's go watch some football, and we'll talk later on. Maybe later on in the week and see how the Mets are doing against the Dodgers. All right, buddy?
All right, Philly. Go Raiders. 4 o'clock. Go Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, please.